This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Watford City, North Dakota, the epicenter of the Bakken boom, the renaissance of the shale play, the immense volume of oil underneath me in McKenzie County. Get a load of this, folks. This county that we're in right now, McKenzie County, North Dakota, the largest producing county in the country. Every other county in the USA is looking right there behind in the rearview mirror. Pretty amazing. What's happening right here, and it is fun. What's on your mind? Going to talk about some things that are happening in Watford today, more on the impeachment hearings and your take. I do want to know if you think the president should have done anything differently. Do we think he should have done anything differently? In other words, if he's on that call with the Ukrainian president and he doesn't mention Joe Biden or a favor, even though it's a nothing burger, I'm 100% with you. There's nothing there. It's ridiculous. It's a waste of time. It's more fodder. But it's sort of like, you know, why give your opponents anything? Mind you, they're going to look, they're going to continue the fight, but, you know, maybe this one doesn't stick. What I do know is they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. So it would be, I think, smart to just say, let's find the things we think that would be easily, you know, poked and prodded, and that's where maybe we could be just a little bit, you know, just tune it a little bit that way. Everything else, I mean, the tweets, everything else, you got to do what you got to do. It's got them this far. So anyway, more on that, too, coming up on What's On Your Mind. So stay tuned. Brought to you this hour by our friends at ndconcrete.com. You know, materials matter. You want to build for safety, build with strength. You know, why do you think New York World Trade Center has concrete at its core? You want to see that happen again. National Wind Institute, Texas Tech University found out concrete, the best material to stand up to wind. Even hurricane, tornado-like wind. So, if you got questions, find your local concrete contractor at ndconcrete.com, ndconcrete.com. As you know, if you've listened to this program for any time at all, dating back to the discussions of the Dakota Access Pipeline and pipeline infrastructure in general, transportation issues in general related to our Bakken boom, you know that I believe strongly in pipelines being the safest, most economical way to get our product to market, the flexibility that comes with it. And so that's why when Dakota Access Pipeline was originally proposed, I was all for it. Loved it. And I remember several months into the process hearing something about an objection down from the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. I said, no, I didn't think that it actually was on the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation, but let me go back and check here. And did a little checking. PSC here, where's the route? Where's the route? So, well, it's not on the reservation? No. Why is there an objection from Standing Rock that they're talking about? Did property rights matter at any point? And, of course, the process was done perfectly. To borrow a phrase from Donald Trump, the process was perfect. But some people didn't like the outcome. They didn't like the decision of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They didn't like the decision of the Public Service Commission and other entities, and so they continued to do it. Then we became an epicenter. We became an epicenter for extreme environmentalists to use this project to try to keep oil in the ground. So a lot got put on the back of that particular project. Well, it was built, and it's going, and we're going to talk to the president, Matt Ramsey, in just a second here about how it's performed to date and also what the future looks like. Because tomorrow, a very important hearing on the optimization of the Dakota Access Pipeline will happen in Linton, North Dakota, Emmons County, North Dakota, playing a very important role in the future of the jobs and economic prosperity and the way of life we've built because of an industry that pays over half of the taxes generated in this state. Think about that. That's oil and gas. That hearing will decide whether or not to expand a pump station in Emmons County by a few acres that ultimately then would allow for the optimization of the Dakota Access Pipeline so the flow of oil in there could double. Pretty amazing. Matt Ramsey is the president of Energy Transfer, joins us now to talk a little bit about this project. Matt, thanks so much for joining us again on the program. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Good to catch up with you. Let's start at the beginning. What was the original intent of the Dakota Access Pipeline? What did you want to do with it, and how has it performed?
Well, that's a great question. You know, when we envisioned building the Dakota Access pipeline, this was back kind of obviously pre-June of 2017 when the pipeline went into service. But, you know, these things are years in the making, Scott. You have to go out and justify the economics of the pipeline to your board of directors, and then you have to go out and firm up shipper commitments in order to justify building it based on the cost that you expect. And so all that fell into place because of, you know, the great Williston Basin and with the prolific production in the Bakken and Three Forks formations up there, there was a necessity for it. Those are, you know, North Dakota is very, very fortunate to have sweet light crude that is in great demand, particularly in the refining industry. So getting those barrels to the Midwest refineries or to the Gulf Coast refineries in Texas or Louisiana was really what was our vision for this pipeline. And with the basin, you know, growing and transportation costs for the producers that were extremely high because they were having to either truck or rail most of the production out of the basin, we saw the need, we met the need, and built it in 2017 with the objective of taking a good portion of the crude out of North Dakota through Patoka, Illinois, where we can drop off at the Midwest refineries and then on down to the Gulf Coast of Texas to a large oil storage facility in Nederland, Texas, which is just east of Houston, and then having an interconnect between another pipeline that we've built there called the Bayou Bridge Pipeline that goes all the way to St. James, Louisiana. So you literally can take these crude barrels from the basin all the way to the refineries in South Louisiana along this pipeline route. And that was our objective, and that's what we've done.
So we're a few years into that happening, and oil flowing, and, you know, I'm not good at math, but that's a lot of oil between the start of this and where we are today. I would also say it's sort of a proof of performance, right? I mean, if the concerns were we don't like where you're putting it, those should be quieted now, should they not?
Well, you'd certainly think so. I mean, I, you know, without trying to brag on ourselves, I think that we do have a sterling track record in North Dakota. This pipeline has been in service since 2017 without a single incident. And it's not without regulation. North Dakotans and particularly North Dakota regulatory bodies up there do what I believe is an excellent job. They have a well-balanced approach in that they make us accountable in terms of being in compliance, and we are strictly in compliance at all times. And so when you think about just the sheer volume of crude, and like I said, we're moving about 570,000 barrels a day. Think about that for a second. That probably is more than half of the crude moving out of the entire basin. We're moving 570,000 barrels a day all the way from North Dakota, you know, to the Gulf Coast of Texas without incident. Now, juxtapose that for a second against trucking crude oil. So the average tanker truck can handle about, 190 or 200 barrels of crude a day. And we're handling a day on a route and a particular shipment. And so, you know, think about how many trucks you have to put on the road to make up those kind of volumes. It's enormous, or, you know, via rail car. And again, when you really look at the hard statistics about the safety of pipelines versus truck versus rail, there's no comparison between the two. The pipeline is the safest and most economic way to move crude oil that there is. And, you know, I think North Dakotans, you know, we've seen polls, we've seen, you know, overall support. When we hit that state, you know, we are overwhelmed with people coming up to us and tell us how much they appreciate what DAPL has done for the state and for the local communities, for emergency responders, for, you know, the school communities that prosper from the taxes, the counties that prosper from the taxes. And we know that's not what it's all about, but it certainly is a big benefit to those places to have the Dakota Access Pipeline in service.
It sure has. Now, the proposal to optimize it will obviously increase the volume, but the pipeline itself, same route, no additional pipeline needed, right? This is just, in the case of North Dakota, one pumping station.
That's exactly right. There'll be no mainline pipe added, so there'll be no pipe, new pipe that's ditched in the ground. This is simply a matter of adding pump stations, and so we'll add a main pump station in each of the four states that we traverse. So that'd be North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois. And, you know, we'll buy sites in there and put another pump station in place. But no new pipe will have to be ditched nor we traverse any new ground there other than what we do in terms of building the pump station, which is only, you know, a couple of acres in each site. The operating pressure of the pipeline will not change. So you're simply, you know, increasing the velocity of the oil through the existing pipe with pumps.
Short break. Back with more of our conversation with Matt Ramsey, president of Energy Transfer. Big hearing tomorrow starts at 9 in Linton, North Dakota. Hope you'll be there.
It's good for North Dakota. It's good for America. It's the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline Project. It will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from here to Illinois and the Gulf Coast. It means more good-paying jobs and more money for schools, roads, and water projects. It means a more energy-independent America. And it's the absolute safest way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour. Is Todd the radio guy connected now? We had to do the show via the mobile unit on the way here, as a matter of fact. So we didn't get
Todd. Still got me, buddy.
Got Big Kev there, right there. Okay. So we got Kev Flynn and Todd Mitchell and Crystal Lopez. Daniel answering the phones. Busy day on What's on Your Mind. A lot going on. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Now with towels. Can't even believe it, but they have towels now. And if you have not, you know, maybe spruced up the towels for a while, this is the way to go. Because guess what? These towels work. And you might be saying, well, what do you mean these towels work? Don't all towels work? They don't. Towels anymore are like all soft and lotiony and kind of fancy schmancy, but they don't dry you off. First thing I notice with this towel, I mean, absorbs the water right now. And in white stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, or Todd Mitchell royal purple. You're going to like them. You're going to like them. Six-piece set. And right now you get 30% off with the promo code SCOTT. There's even financing available on all orders over $200. How about that? And, of course, the MyPillow deals up to 50% off on all of that. Radio listener specials tab at MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT. Or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Finishing our chat with Matt Ramsey from the Energy Transfer, the developer of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Public Service Commission tomorrow in Linton, North Dakota, will have a hearing at 9 o'clock to decide, gather information and testimony. I understand from multiple sources that there is a big effort to bring in people who disagree with the Dakota Access Pipeline, potentially even some protesters. We've seen this movie before, so you need to know that your support is important. Your support is important. And I'm going to be there. I know a number of friends are going to be there, and I want to be there to show support for this effort and what it's done for our industry. So I hope you'll join me there and know that there'll be, a room full of protests. We already know that. They've already done the logistics with buses and, you know, the sheriff's office and everything else. So that's happening. So we want to make sure everybody's heard. And there is a good, fair process with the Public Service Commission tomorrow in Linton, North Dakota. Okay, more with Matt Ramsey. The only thing I want to finish up with, Matt, some of the opposition that we talked about before came from, you know, people that that have, you know, extreme environmental views, I'll be kind. And some of that got tied to Standing Rock. Now, there was some opposition at Standing Rock. Some of it was official, and certainly they joined the process late, but nonetheless were part of the process. But most of it was out of town. It was national groups. It was probably even internationally funded. It was, as you know, sort of a big mess. What do you, I mean, from the standpoint of the objection from people that is real, they say it's water, it's environmental. As you say, we've sort of proven that this project has performed as you said it would. What do you say to people that are not coming with any legitimate claim here, that are coming from outside just to keep it in the ground and stuff? What should they be paid attention to? Is that just opposition that's always going to be there for the industry? What do you think about that segment?
Well, Scott, let's start with the environmental objections, because you were there, as was I, as we were building the Cut Access Pipeline. And, as it was advertised, the way I saw it was all about clean water and environmental risk. And it was just, one of the great ironies of that I've seen in my lifetime was the fact that we were building the most modern, safe, and efficient way to move crude oil, out of a basin like the Williston Basin. And you juxtapose that against, what happened up there with our opposition, which they were very, very close in creating an environmental disaster on the river, with the ton of trash that was left out there that just literally walked off and left it as you started to have the fall. It was literally within days of creating something that, was just, definitely a opposite of what they were saying they were for, which was clean water. And so I can't ever get that out of my mind. I see lots of people that come with the idea that you keep it in the ground, but you're not going to keep oil and gas production in the ground. It's going to find its way to the markets one way or another. And all Dakota Access did was satisfy the need to move that crude from that basin to the areas where it's most needed. And so, if there's opposition out there, there's opposition that bases their objections upon keeping it in the ground. I'm just not so sure that we'll ever satisfy those people because they don't want fossil fuels produced in this country.
And you know what is amazing to me, Matt, is despite, a lot of noise, although much of that's quieted down, may start up again tomorrow, we'll see, but the poll support for this is pretty amazing. I forget who did the poll. I saw it from the Gain guys, I guess, at the Grow America's Infrastructure Now, but have you seen that? I mean, the poll support's pretty extraordinary for this decision of the Public Service Commission tomorrow.
I think the same poll numbers that you've seen, which are above 70% approval by North Dakotans on this issue of optimizing the pipeline. So, I mean, I clearly think there's a very, very small minority that's in opposition to us, is very, very vocal. Again, I have tremendous faith, Scott, in the people of North Dakota, and I have tremendous faith in the regulatory body in North Dakota. So, you know, while we don't like opposition, just like anybody else doesn't like opposition to your project, we feel like there's not a lot to be opposed to. We feel like we're doing a great service for the industry up there. We're creating jobs. We're creating tax revenues. And, you know, we're moving hydrocarbons out. And you know, if somebody wants to kill the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, this is a big step in the right direction to have the PUC turn this thing down. But I don't think we're going to see that. I think you're going to see common sense prevail, which is what we see mostly out of North Dakotans. And I think we'll optimize this pipeline and we'll have the capacity to move, you know, up to 1.1 million barrels of crude oil out of that basin, which will just further the economic development of the basin continue to good things for the state of North Dakota.
We've talked several times to Ryan Rauschenberger, who's the state tax commissioner. He's done a really good job of crunching numbers, not only just the basics of what's there from property taxes or whatever, but what's the sales tax impact? What is the differential that has come down? So North Dakota oil is worth more as a result of the Dakota Access Pipeline, and the transportation discount drops. So the differential is an extraordinary amount of money in the coffers of the state of North Dakota. So it's a great thing for sure. I guess I'm going to leave the best question for last, and I only have a few seconds for you to answer it, from a listener. How many days does it take for a barrel of crude oil to move from North Dakota to Texas via pipeline? That might be a tough one to answer, but if anybody can do it, you can, Matt.
I don't know the answer to that question. I probably should, but I don't.
Isn't that funny? We will get you the answer.
It's going and calculate it, but I do not know the answer to that question.
That's why you have a lot of engineers on your team. So get one of those petroleum engineers.
We'll take that question for another interview. How about
there you go. We'll get that for that listener. Matt Ramsey, President of Energy Transfer. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Scott, thank you.
Back in Watford City. We're going to talk about the Veterans Memorial Park. Daniel Stenberg will tell us a little bit about the economic development of the region and more straight ahead on What's On Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two senior Islamic Jihad commanders in Gaza and Syria taken out in recent hours by Israeli airstrikes. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, through an interpreter here, they were planning a new attack on Israel, and that's the reason why he approved those Israeli airstrikes.
I want to clarify. Israel is not interested in an escalation, but we will do everything necessary to defend ourselves.
An early Arctic blast is claiming lives in the Midwest and Plains. 4 people are dead because of slick roads caused by the frigid temperatures, and today over 200 air flights have been canceled, another 600 delayed because of that weather. That storm is expected to spread from the Ohio Valley to the Northeast and into New England later today. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you see, we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio.
Back on What's On Your Mind to tell you about the School of Health Sciences at the University of Mary. You know about them, don't you? You do, because they've maintained a stellar reputation for superb nursing education for 60 years. And now the UMary nursing program has been recognized for this uncompromising standard of excellence by Mountain Measurements as the number one nursing program in the nation. Is that not amazing? I chuckle because they just keep finding new heights at the University of Mary. The diligent oversight and expertise of the nursing faculty shows in the graduates' test results. Each nursing graduate passed their certifying exam on the first try, a 100% success rate. The university is proud to receive this honor. It's even prouder of the top-notch nursing graduates who continue to bring credit to the long tradition of excellence at the University of Mary. Each class of graduates at UMary continues to live up to the School of Health Sciences mission. What is it? Preparing healthcare professionals anchored in moral courage who respect and defend the dignity of the human person. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu/nursing. We're in Watford City today. University of Mary's in Watford City as well, in the Rough Rider Center. And we're first going to talk about an exciting project. You know, a lot of things have happened in Watford City over the last number of years, but this one is pretty special. The Veterans Memorial Park has been a project that our next guest, Jerry Samuelson, the Veterans Affairs Officer, McKenzie County, has been working on. And the first phase is done, Jerry. Is that right?
That's correct. Thanks again for having me. Yeah, it was a great day yesterday. We had the opportunity to have a blessing of phase one of the Veterans Park, which includes 12 granite monuments with over 2,200 names on it. We have all of the service emblems, and so far in phase one, we put about $1 million in granite into the Veterans Park. So
wow.
It was a great day to have this event. It's a 6-year project in the making. Of course, having this on the 11th day of the 11th month, but it was 11 below, too. So,
well, you're a hearty bunch up here. It doesn't matter, right?
We are.
That's great. Now, the 2,200 names represent what?
The veterans from going back to, obviously, pre-1900s even. Veterans who went into the service from McKenzie County.
Wow.
or veterans who have lived here. We have many veterans that have moved into the area, especially new veterans, and we want to give them the opportunity to get their name on these granite monuments. We left some space at the bottom of each monument because we know that we're probably have missed somebody somewhere along the way, and that's already known. I've got a list going, and so we're going to be adding names in the near future.
That is great. So there's a process. If there's somebody moves in and they're a vet, saw a hat today. You don't see a lot of these. I saw a hat that said Iraq, Afghanistan. You know, so you see a lot of Vietnam hats, but you've seen a few Iraq, Afghanistan ones as well. So, and I would imagine there's quite a few on that piece of granite.
There are.
From McKinsey County.
There are.
Served there. Wow. Now, so granite's expensive, huh?
Very expensive.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. You have the opportunity to go down there and see it. You know, a lot of comments. You won't see a park like this anywhere. Somebody said it reminds me of them being in Washington, D.C. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Now, if I were to hand you a magic wand and say, you can do, what do you need? What do you need? If a magic wand could bring a need, what would it be to keep this project cranking?
Well, phase two, and we took some things out of the original Veterans Park years ago, because back then we had 100 flagpoles, but they were made out of oil field pipe. And so we'd put them up once a year. We had 80-year-old veterans climbing up on ladders to put flag pulleys up. And so we do have real flag poles with eternal halyards inside. But phase two, and here again, we took something out of the old park. It had an eternal flame in it. And so we'd like to get that put in there. Some additional flag poles. People have donated to these flag poles. It's truly been amazing, the support that we've gotten from the community. So, yes, I'd like to get some type of eternal flame, whether it be with an LED light. Obviously, propane, there's a little bit of liability with that, and some water features. But then there's always maintenance with that kind of stuff, too. So you want to make these parts maintenance free, if you will, for the folks that have to take care of them. So,
and what's the vision? What time frame before you're done, and how much more do you need to raise?
We're looking at probably around $600,000. We've raised $2.5 million already. The most interesting thing is about half of this has been from private donations. So,
oh, wow.
You know, obviously we've gotten money from the city of Watford, the county, a Rough Rider Fund, the American Legion Gaming. So a lot of big givers. But here again, matter of fact, one family, two high school boys, they donated out of their own pockets. And why is that? They have great grandfather on there. They have a grandfather, their father, their uncles. And so that's the kind of thing that, makes you proud that people are going to give to this thing, because they know that their relative's name's going to be on there for eternity.
Someone's coming this way and wants to see it. What's the best way to find it?
Actually, we're right across the street, one block from Main Street, right across from First International Bank, right on Main Street. So we just got the lights hooked up this last week. We put in two of the main flagpoles yesterday. We raised those two main flags. It was a little bit cold. The intent was to put in the additional, raise the other flags, but we're going to probably do that on Friday. It's supposed to be 40 above, so we want to raise the other flags. And it's just an unbelievable sight. If you go there in the evening, the thing is just amazing. It's lit up, and it's a pretty neat thing.
Did you feel appreciated yesterday on Veterans
Day? Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
I had one opportunity to go to the Good Shepherd Nursing Home, and we have a female Marine. She's 102 years old. And Alice Steno, she's formerly from Morton County. 102 years old, just spry as all get out.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was actually there yesterday at the blessing and the dedication.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's amazing. I don't know if there's any 102-year-old veterans left in McKinsey County or in...
She'd be World War II then.
In North Dakota. She joined in 1943.
Wow.
So, truly amazing.
That is. Jerry, thanks a bunch for all you do. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck on this project. Let us know if we can help. Veterans Memorial Park, Watford City, how do folks get a hold of you?
My number and my McKinsey County Veterans Service, 701-444-6853.
Fantastic. Good to talk to you. 21 before the top of the hour. Daniel Stenberg is here as well. And Daniel is the McKinsey County Joint Development JDA. What is it? The JDA?
Job Development Authority.
Job Development Authority, yeah. And Economic Development are the hats you wear here. And he has Gene Veeder's old job.
Correct.
Right. Which are kind of small shoes to fill, right?
Very small.
Yeah, that's not too much to that. But he's doing a great job up here, and a lot of wonderful things happening. I've heard that from Gene, too. I mean, just you're doing a great job. Let's talk a little bit about housing. Housing's the big thing always, obviously, when you have this amount of
project happening and try to get the right mix of the affordable and everything else. But how's it coming?
We saw, you know, some houses built this summer, but just not enough to meet demand. And so our county, we are incentivizing specific single-family housing for builders to come in, and our FHA limit is $314,000. And we will incentivize up to $50,000 to help make up that difference so that it pays for the builder to come build and get the housing added. So we've got 6 houses in the program so far. We've got, it sounds like we're going to have 4 more applications coming in pretty soon, but we still have space for more housing, both this for this construction season and next.
And is that a subsidy? What is that?
Correct, yes. Yeah, for as long
sort
as...
Sort of a buy-down because you're paying a premium, I guess.
Correct,
right?
Yep. No, there's... and so we will... So as long as the purchaser will... They say that they'll live in the house for 5 years, it will be it's a forgivable lien on the property. So as long as they live there 5 years, we're not going to ask for anything back. And only if they sell it for a profit will we ask for anything back. And so it should be a good deal for the builders, so that they can see that there's that they can build a bigger house and get more bang for the buck.
Is it a case of just finding the builder that has the time to do it? In other words, that sounds like a pretty good deal. It wouldn't be hard to attract people to say, hey, this makes sense. It pencils out now with that additional help. But are they all busy doing something somewhere else?
Sure, yeah. No. Well, we released this in June, and a lot of the builders already had most of their building plans figured out for the year. I mean, we've got some to change so that they could fit into this program, and I think we're going to see a lot more next year just because people are understanding what the program is, and they're really seeing that the demand continues to ramp up. We have 1,000 more workers in McKenzie County this year than we did last year, and we added maybe 20 or 30 houses. And so the demand, all of the apartments are pretty full, and the single-family housing is just, we need to continue to make sure that we expand our supply for that in order to accommodate everybody who's moving here for the jobs.
What else is happening in economic development that you want folks to know about?
Today we've got about 15 people downstairs. They're all learning how to become better board members, how to serve on committees, and so NDSU Extension is offering that. It's a day-long course. We're super excited to do that because, from my perspective, the more people that we have that can serve effectively on boards, the better community we're going to be, just because it's a lot of work. I mean, with the hockey clubs, church boards, school boards, township boards, all of those things, there's people like, oh, I don't know if I feel comfortable. Well, we got 15 people stepped up today, come to the meeting and said, yep, I want to become more familiar with how boards run, and so that I can be effective in our community. And I'm just thankful for those people, and that's what we want to keep doing, is continue to build the leadership capacity at all ages in this community so that we can keep things going.
Yeah, and if anybody feels like they have the mettle and what it takes to be a leader and just hasn't been asked, this is a great opportunity, a great community. Look into, you know, building a home here, moving here, being part of, I mean, this is like, the pioneers, right? When they, on the covered wagons, when they're coming here, and they get here and they go, wow, well, the good news is there's a lot more than they found when they got here right now, because this town has grown and grown and grown, and a lot of the basic just things you need to call itself, you know, make it a community livable and everything else are here,
mm-hmm.
But the opportunities are everywhere. They really are.
Yep.
And you know, you need leaders, right? You need more of them to continue to keep this incredible part of North Dakota cranking. Anything else, Daniel?
That we've got a lot of stuff going on, but that's kind of the big things happening this week anyway.
And that's great. That's great. Now, if winter could just be mild, if we could take care of that, that'd be nice. But winter's a good time to come up here and just find out what's going on, take a look around, and have a look. There's a lot of great hotels here, really nice hotels, great places to stay. Just come on a little, sort of discovery mission. A little pilgrimage up here and find out what you might find in the way of opportunity, because it's a great place, a lot going on. All right, thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have a lot of responses to our question of the day. Should Donald Trump have done anything different? You think he should have done anything different leading up to this, or is this what it is? More to that.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel, offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
SchwanBuickGMC.com. Maybe today was not Veterans Day, but the day after, guess what? On Tuesday, Schwan gives you 10% off your entire bill, plus another 10% off for active and retired military and first responders on discount Tuesdays with the certified Quick Lube at Schwan. And the 2019s have got to go because the 2020s just keep rolling in. Find yours at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Texter says, Scott, I'd like your opinion. Supreme Court has denied Remington Arms Company's bid to block a lawsuit filed by families of the Sandy Hook School. Family members are trying to sue Remington, the maker of the AR-15-style rifle used in the 2012 killing. So let's say I commit a crime with a hammer. Where somebody dies, then the family can go after the maker of the hammer? Or if I'm drinking and driving and my passenger dies in an accident, therefore the family can go after the company that made the alcohol? Look, some people
Spoons may be fat, yeah.
Right. So some people, and again, this is sort of like the Dakota Access Pipeline fight. Sorry, I'm going to connect that because that hearing's tomorrow. Objection to it wasn't about the actual pipeline and where it was going or the water or anything else. Again, it was from some. Some people would have that. They went through a process, and there's a process to decide. But the vast majority of the argument was from big, big, big funders who had reason to want to disrupt oil and gas production. So they were hidden motives from people. It's the same thing here.
Chief Archibald himself, at the hearing that was at the, or the presentation that was done at the Bismarck Library, a little after he'd already been on MSNBC and all that stuff, an hour and 3 minutes in, he said, you folks realize this is about fossil fuels.
Exactly.
Set it right out.
Texture says, if you were a Republican, Trump can't do anything wrong. He lies all the time, but the R's say it's okay. He cheated on his wives, but the R's say it's okay. He got caught on tape paying off a porn star, but the R's say it's okay. Why on earth would the Republicans
cheat on his wife? The D's say it's okay. Your point?
Why on earth would the Republicans say he did anything wrong now on this Ukraine thing? A fair point, though, I think, Todd, and your point to say, you know, that's sort of how the game's played. You never think your guy did anything wrong. But I would say this. I think Republicans, by and large, and when I say Republicans, I'm not talking about Mitt Romney, okay? I'm talking about North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, salt of the earth, good people, get up every day wanting to do a good thing, love their country more than anything, Republicans, okay? And those people have seen the fact that they've been given the shaft for far too long by the establishment, okay? They see Donald Trump come along, who, yes, is a billionaire, but guess what? His money doesn't define him. His way of life does, in that he's a fighter. That's how he got his money. So he fights for us. He says this is wrong. We shouldn't do it this way. So when you say, we're saying he can't do anything wrong, no, we're saying, look, does he have flaws as a human being? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Can you find me anybody that doesn't without the initials JC? I mean, it's not possible. And so to say, cheated on his wives. I've never heard one Republican ever say it's okay that he cheated on his wives. And you know what? Exactly. Donald Trump is, as Paula White, his pastor, Donald Trump's pastor, who was on this program a month ago, said, if you ask him about his mistakes in the past, he will freely tell you about his mistakes and how ashamed he is of those and how he has turned his life around.
But he who is without sin cast the first stone.
What I love about liberals, facetiously, he says, is the fact that you love to play gotcha like that. Oh, see? You are a Republican and you cheated on your wife. Now, I've never cheated on my wife, but I've done plenty of dumb things. Okay? And you know what? The point is everybody has. I always joke with people and say, why wouldn't you take advantage of going to confession if you're Catholic? Because there's nothing they haven't heard, number one. And number two, you get the freedom from the sin. Because the sin just piles on, okay? Well, see, Donald Trump found a point where he was free from the sin, where he offloaded that. And that's the beauty of what happened a few thousand years ago. So,
Not to mention the fact that it just doesn't matter that Bill Clinton did what he did in the White House.
You could have that argument, but yeah. Another texter says, Republicans need to grow a pair. And Republicans from North Dakota. Take it that means Senator Hovind, Senator Cramer, others, you want more fight from them? I asked Senator Cramer about that last Friday in this program. I said, are you fighting enough? Are you fighting enough? And he said, ask Donald Trump. And he is convinced that Donald Trump is happy with how Republicans are handling this. I'd like to see a little more fight, but maybe there's some strategy. Don't forget, I took your message right directly to Lindsey Graham. I mean, literally face to face. And I was a little embarrassed that I wasn't expecting it, and Kevin Cramer said, tell him what you just told me. And so I proceeded to tell him, hey, our listeners are mad at you. You're the chair of the Judiciary Committee. Why aren't you doing more hearings? Why aren't you doing more? Why, you know, get into this. And he said, we got to fight smart. We got to, you know, the Horowitz hearing is coming. Trust us. We got this. Trust us. I don't know whether I trust him or not. I really don't. This question will be for Daniel Stenberg, who might have to ask Terry Moe about it. But the question was, are there enough bathrooms at the Watford City Convention Center to accommodate 500 people? We were talking about earlier the fact there were some big events lately, like the North Dakota Petroleum Council, 500 events. Is that I didn't recall any problem, and I don't probably use the bathroom at some point. But
no problem at all. No, our arena seats 3,000. 2,500, maybe 3,000. And so, yeah, no bar. They've built it to spec, so we've got plenty.
Got it. Okay.
They have enough in Linton for tomorrow?
I'm not sure about that. I'll call Emmons County after we get done, Todd, and get your answer for you. The Biden rule, the nuclear option, and now a new definition for what is impeachable. For immediate political gain, the Democrats always forget that these things will come back and be used on them sometime in the next 10 years. True. And they always jump the shark. We have an election less than a year away. Let's not waste the next year on nonsense. Let's get some things done. That's why we love Donald Trump. He gets things done. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's good for our state's economy, paying millions in local property taxes. And it will increase oil tax revenue by over $30 million a year. And it's the safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. With an Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline, the future is bright.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance. If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain NAS allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.